From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government forces in the Syrian city of Aleppo have reached an agreement with rebels on the withdrawal of opposition forces as well as civilians from the area. The agreement, brokered by Turkey and Russia, was announced ahead of an emergency meeting of United Nations Security Council. Details of the agreement are still unclear. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, said most of the opposition fighters would move to Idlib. UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura described conditions in eastern Aleppo as very concerning. The Pentagon said Tuesday a coalition airstrike killed three key Islamic State leaders in Syria, including two militants who were involved in last year's terrorist attacks in Paris. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter briefed reporters in Italy.
We took out three of ISIL's key leaders in the last couple of weeks. It was one strike. These are guys who were linked to plots right here in Europe.
A Pentagon spokesman said all three plotters were targeted while riding in a vehicle in Raqqa December 4th. Members of Gambia's ruling party asked the nation's Supreme Court Tuesday to void the December 1st election results. They also called for new elections. President Yahya Jammeh initially conceded defeat to the election winner, Adama Barrow, but withdrew his concession Friday, saying what he called unacceptable errors were found by election officials. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's suicide bombing at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Church. The terrorist group warned of more attacks, promising to continue its war against what it called every infidel and apostate in Egypt and elsewhere. This is VOA News.